In the studio with me now, we've actually got John Brandler. Morning, John.
Good morning. You're having a bad day, aren't you?
He's a bit of a strange day today, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Hang on, look, I've got all this
red. He's unplugged. He's unplugged again.
Let's get you a bit closer to that microphone, John.
Okay.
There you go. Right, now, John, what I wanted to talk to you this morning about is this Banksy thing that happened a while ago with the shredding of the picture.
Yeah.
They say that it's worth double the money. Because it was shredded.
No. It's not worth double the money. It's worth about four or five times the money because it was shredded.
Really? How much did it go for?
It went with costs, which will be interesting to see. Sotheby's said that they weren't involved.
Yeah.
So are they going to not take their commission, which was £300,000 or £400,000?
No, they'll be taking that.
Yeah. So Sotheby's said they weren't involved. Sotheby's said they didn't know anything about it. Sotheby's say it's all a conspiracy. But my view is they were either ignorant or complacent, because
I think personally. Let me tell you what I think first of all. Looking at it from an outsider's point of view, it was all just a big publicity stunt. To be honest with you, totally publicity stunt, because somebody had to trigger the shredder.
No, that's not the publicity stunt. It's the point. I think Sotheby's were complicit because you couldn't get a sealed unit into a public auction room.
Oh, nowadays you can't, no.
With security, it could have been gas, it could have been explosives, it could have been drugs in there, it could have been anything. Sotheby's must have known.
Yeah.
They put the picture at the wrong point of the sale. Normally a picture like that would be in the middle of the sale.
Right.
They did it at the end because they knew there was going to be
the controversy
afterwards.
Yeah.
They hung it where it was very difficult to view in the sale room. They hid it behind security people during the sale.
Yeah.
So there was a whole range of things that if you understand the auction business, you knew it was a setup.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. What Banksy did was amazing because he followed on from Damien Hirst. Damien Hirst's ethos from the day one was, if I do something totally attention-grabbing, like cutting a cow in half, I will become famous. If I am famous, people will buy my artwork.
Yeah.
That's what he set out to do. He's a businessman who happens to be
using paintbrush. Which worked very well, didn't it, for him?
Which has worked for him very well. What Banksy did was he took that one stage further and he said, right, I'm famous, but I want you to smile. Instead of cutting up a cow, I want to do a picture that you will look at and smile. And remember, so the girl with balloon, the one that was shredded, was voted a couple of years ago as England's favourite picture.
Right.
Above Constable, above Gainsborough, above anybody else you can think of.
Yeah, yeah.
Above Hockney.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he took that image, which is the most popular picture of all, so it's stuck in everybody's mind.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to buy a mug or a T-shirt, you can buy them on eBay for £4 or £5.
Yeah.
If you want to buy an original print by him, it's £100,000.
Yeah.
If you want to buy one of about 25 or 30 paintings by him, stencil paintings by him, it's several hundred thousand pounds. He put one of these into an auction. He gave it worldwide publicity. I mean, I've done CNN, American broadcast, French television, Italian television, and the BBC several times talking about this. This item has been shown on television literally globally.
Oh, totally, yeah, since it happened.
So now it is the Banksy.
Right.
It is not just the most popular, but it is the Banksy. You haven't got 25 canvases that you can go out and choose which one of that image you want to buy. There is only one of it. Now, in my view, I mean, nobody's ever accused Banksy of being stupid.
Oh, no, not at all.
In my view, he arranged to buy it back, whether it was his wife.
You think he bought it back?
Oh, of course, because he's gone from having a picture worth, let's say, $750,000.
Yeah.
Tops.
Yeah.
Absolute tops. To having one worth $5 million. Now he would have known that when he's taken an item and made it, not just his work, but it globally famous, it is going to be worth a huge amount more.
Now, this makes a lot of sense, because if I'd have just spent £750,000 on a painting, then all of a sudden it's shredded, I'd be screaming at the top of my lungs.
It's only partly shredded, of course.
It is. It's only half. So, otherwise, it would have fallen to pieces, wouldn't it?
If you wanted to restore it, you could do it very easily.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want that restored. Now, if it is for the sake, you might want it restored.
No. It has now become the Banksy. If you talk to somebody about the Banksy, they immediately think of this shredded picture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally.
They don't think of even Girl with Balloon. They think of this shredded picture.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is the. It's like Leonardo da Vinci painted a lot of paintings, but everybody knows the Mona Lisa or the Last Supper, another big mural.
Fresco.
Everybody. It's this sort of thing. It is the. You know, you think of Henry Ford Model T.
Yeah.
I mean, how many cars over the years has Henry Ford's organization made? Different names, different models, different colors. You think of the black Model T.
Yeah.
That was the iconic car. Jaguar is the E-Type.
Yeah.
Well, what happened to A, B, C, D, and F? And now they've brought out F. You think of specific items. That's what Banksy has done. He has made a brand for himself that will last 100 years.
He's done well for himself, really, hasn't he? Considering he just started off whopping it on the wall and all the rest. Now, all of a sudden, he's got this picture that he can sell at some time in the future, if he has brought it back, that's going to last, the money will last him for the rest of his life, just from the one picture.
He is on a great deal of money already.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, this isn't it. Yes, it is a great deal of money, but it won't affect his lifestyle, let's put it like that.
He's got that in a vault somewhere now, hasn't he? If he has bought it back. I'd love to know whether he actually has, you know.
I'd love to know, but I'm the last person he's going to tell. I'm on his hit list. I won't get it. I won't find that out.
You've had a run-in, have you?
I've had a couple of run-ins. Well, you know, don't I always.
It happens, John. It happens in life. You know.
Suck up to your suppliers, or you are honest with yourself and your clients.
Mm.
And my business is run on the lines, I run my business for me. I don't work for the business works for me.
Yeah.
If a client's more trouble than they're worth, they don't stay a client.
Yeah.
A lot of the clients become friends.
Yeah.
And we have to trust each other. And it's the same with the artists. I work with artists. And, I mean, at the moment, we're doing a lot of work with people called Connor Brothers. We're doing a huge amount of work with an artist who's an absolute genius, but he's crap at marketing, called My Dog Size.
Yeah.
And he does everything from he'll take a tin can and squash it and paint a face on the end, the flattened end, with a brush with two bristles in.
Really?
To about a year ago, I was due to go and see him, and he sent me a text, you can't come and see me in the studio. I've got to go to China. I'm painting a wall, a big wall. No, not that wall. But it was 9 stories high.
Oh, my word.
So he can paint, you know, the equivalent, or he can paint something the size of a postage stamp.
Yeah.
Right the way through. He is an absolute genius, and he's got a couple of hugely important exhibitions coming forward. And he was involved in a show recently in London, and he built a wooden eye, effectively, and you walked into the art, you walked into the sculpture, it was the size of a room, you walked into a sculpture, and you stood, and your mate took a photograph of you on your mobile phone, and you were then the reflection in the iris of the eye.
Oh, really? That's very clever.
Because that's one of the things he paints. If you actually stand and look at somebody's face...
Yeah, you can see the reflection.
You can see you in the reflection in the iris.
Yes, right.
And that's what he'll paint.
That's very clever.
He is phenomenal, but rubbish at marketing.
Yeah.
Whereas Banksy, Damien Hirst in particular, the marketing's more important to them than the art. This guy doesn't care about money. He doesn't care about anything. He wants to just do his art. And he wants to make it better and better and better and better and better.
That's
the
very
other
clever.
Side of the coin.
Very clever.
But, you know, one's earning a little bit of money and one's earning...
a huge amount of money. Now, you brought some artwork in with you this morning.
Yeah, I brought
you?
In a couple of examples to talk about with you. So, you know, this time of year, people are looking for gifts, either for themselves, their families, corporate gifts. So we've just sold some Damien Hirsts that were done as CDs.
CDs. And what's on the CD? Is there anything on it?
Nobody gives. No, it's
it no, it doesn't matter. No,
you don't
it.
Want to listen to this music.
Forget it. No.
If you like banging your head up against the garage wall, you might want to listen to it. But apart from that, you won't. But it's one of Damien Hirst's spin paintings.
Right.
And these sell at £45. And we've sold some of these recently to a company who wants to frame them up with their name in the picture, effectively, and give them as corporate gifts, because then people
That's
will put
great,
them on the wall
idea.
For the next 10 years.
Yeah, fantastic
you know?
Idea.
So you get this sort of crossover, and then I bought a couple of other pieces in, and, you know, we've got signed prints by Gilbert and George, the famous artists in London, you know, starting at £35. You don't have to spend £5 million to get good artists, famous artists, doing something nice for you.
Yeah.
You know, there's I've got some gorgeous prints of London that were printed by the most famous printer in London at the time. They're sort of £35, £45, £55. They are, there's one artist, and he was the forger for The Great Escape.
All right, yeah.
He was played by Donald Pleasence
in
the film. A guy called Leigh Kenyon. And he did some views of London. You know, they were a couple of £100. They are gorgeous. But Leigh Kenyon, he was an amazing man. Obviously, he was a pilot during the war, got shot down. That's why he was in Stalag, whatever he was.
Mm-hmm.
Took part in The Great Escape. Wasn't allowed to escape because forging the documents had damaged his eyes. So he wasn't shot because they rounded them up and shot them, didn't they? And after the war, his job was to work out how low a helicopter could be and stall, and the pilot could still get out. Well, you've only got to make one mistake doing that.
Yeah, that's a one-way street, isn't it?
It's a one-way street. and he also designed the original diving equipment for Jacques Cousteau.
Oh, really?
You know, on Calypsis.
Yeah, yeah.
Calypso, the boat. You know, and as a child, I remember watching all those old films.
I did as well, yeah.
He was the first real... He was pre-Attenborough, really, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, very much so.
But this one man could do all of those things, but he's not famous. And then you get something like Damien Hirst and Banksy have worked out that if you're famous, you're big numbers.
Yeah, that's right, and you are as well.
But you can have really, really nice art for a few pounds.
Yeah.
Let's
have a look at your pictures you brought
me. It's wrong, actually.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But, you know, you cannot change the world.
You brought these. These are huge, aren't they?
No, these aren't.
That one's not huge. The rest of...
That's not huge. Huge is a 9-foot high wall.
Yeah, that would be right, yeah.
I didn't
bring one of those in with you,
no,
did you?
No. I actually bought the installation that my dog size made for this thing recently in London.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be used in Coventry Museum, and it's going to be used in Portsmouth as well. I didn't want it to see it destroyed.
Yeah.
So this is from 1937, and it's a French magazine about fashion. But, you know, that framed up looks nice.
It does look nice, yeah.
You know, it's a period piece. It's pre-war. It's an elegant lady sitting next to a plant with a window behind her, and it's just a beautiful image. You know, that's £15.
Yeah, and that is pretty.
And that's
pretty.
Really attractive.
Yeah.
As I say, I've got some watercolours with me, which are quite large, that came from a major London gallery. You don't have to spend a lot of money to get good art. You have to spend a lot of money if you want to follow fashion.
Yes, right. Yeah.
And my view is, don't follow fashion.
Follow your eye.
Follow your eye, and then you'll buy things before they become fashionable.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
When we were telling people to buy Banksy in 2003... when a painting was £300.
And all of a sudden...
And now,
yeah,
they're not, you know.
So if I had a Banksy that was costing me £300 and I took a pair of scissors to it...
No.
All right. No, I've got the wrong stick there. Go on.
Yeah. Well, apart from anything else, it wouldn't be the Banksy.
Yeah, no, what you mean.
The classic is every school kid today will tell you E equals MC squared.
Yeah.
Don't ask me to explain what it means, but yeah. E equals MC squared.
The theory of relativity. Okay. Go on, yeah.
No, I know what it is. I don't know how to... I couldn't explain it to you. But Einstein's the one that could explain it to you.
Yeah.
He was the first.
Yes.
Now, every science teacher can explain it to you,
yeah,
right? They're not paid a fortune. They're not world famous.
That's right.
It's because Einstein worked it out first.
Yeah.
Banksy was the first person to do this to a picture.
Do you think there's going to be any other artists that are queuing up to shred their work now?
No, there'll be other artists that are queuing up to do another stunt.
Hmm.
They'll be looking around to say, right, that's made one picture that was, it was, let's say, £300,000, £400,000 to £4 million.
Yeah.
So what can I do to take my picture at £1,000 to make it £1 million?
Now, it seems, to me, from the outsider's point of view, it seems like the result of a drunken night out to come up with that idea.
Oh, no. Well, the idea might have been a drunken night out, which is quite possible, but the planning will have taken the best part of a year.
Yeah.
To put it in the right sale, to put it in the right auction house that will do what they want to do. I mean, the collusion behind it was phenomenal, but the marketing behind it was brilliant.
Yeah.
Got to take your hat off to him. I mean...
Oh, totally.
Absolutely.
Well, John, we're running out of time again.
And it's just not good enough.
It's just fantastic for you to come in and talk to us. It's always fascinating to speak to you. And you're going to come in again next month?
Yeah, this time next month.
Fantastic. I shall see you then.